Hello, and welcome to the Christmas edition of the Gen Explorers.
I'm Janice Flower.
And I'm Stephanie Wolf, and we thought we needed to touch base about this because so much of our childhood memories are tied up in family traditions.
5 days away, 5 sleeps is Christmas. Do you remember counting down as a kid?
I was going to say the exact same thing, of course. Yes, and I always counted down 2 things. So I'd go, it's 9 weeks until Christmas and 8 weeks until Christmas holidays. So I'd always have the 2 countdowns going on. Oh, because when school was out.
I know. Oh my gosh. And the last day and the last bell of the last day was so
And the exciting. Last day never, like it was never anything. It was mostly, I don't know, treats and movies and because the teachers just wanted, now I understand, they just wanted to get the heck out of there too, right?
That's
they couldn't
right.
wait.
Absolutely. And that's back in the day when we had to like keep track ourselves, folks. We didn't have a countdown app to keep track of it for us.
That's right. I had it on my little calendar with my little pencil X's.
That's right. And back, okay, Steph, when I say Christmas in the 70s, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Well, I mean, this is going to be obvious, but our Christmas tree. Gosh, I don't know. Everything does. Okay, Christmas baking. I mean, that's not 70s necessarily, but mom making Christmas cookies and us helping. And I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it was the best. And we all had our favorites. Yeah. What about you?
I think for me, for sure, I think the tree. Like, that was such a monumental thing. And every year, it was a family outing and we would go to Woodward's. And for those of you that live in Canada, you'll remember $1.49 9-day Woodward's. And they had this outdoor kind of area that was caged off, but you'd go for hot chocolate and you'd go pick out your tree and there'd be lots of other families there. And then you'd get it home and bring it in the house. And we'd always want to decorate it right away. And mom and dad would say, no, you know, it's got to have time to warm up and spread out.
And then
out.
You'd watch it slowly unfurl.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really know what it was going to look like. Or
exactly.
At least we didn't. We didn't, sometimes you watch these Hallmark movies and they bring them and they're already just like poof trees. But no, they're all like squished up
together.
Sausages.
But it was such you would take so long to pick out the tree. I just remember getting super cold and my hands would be cold. And
and your toes.
But it was at the, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, come on, pick a tree already. I want my hot chocolate. But now looking back on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the best.
The anticipation and the excitement. Yep. And then dad would tie it on the top of the car and then home we go. And then,
And then the smell in your house. Oh,
that
jinx.
Smell. Oh. And then you have sap all over your hands too.
Yep. And then needles everywhere. Needles that would like get so stuck to the skirt and you'd
the
have to water
of my
it.
My mom's existence was the needles, but yes, had to
you'd
water
have to
it.
Water
yep.
it every day.
And then how about you guys? I mean, I think this is iconic, but whoever in the house was in charge of putting the lights on and inevitably having them tangled.
Yes.
I mean, I've done that a million times too, but dad was, I could always hear him kind of cursing under his breath because those big bulbs, they were big bulbs. We didn't have those teeny little ones.
Oh yeah.
And they'd get all tangled up. And then finally when they were there and we were allowed to decorate,
Oh, I know. And you'd have to wait. Like mom and dad would never let us help with the lights. We had to wait until the lights were on and then we could help to hang those beautiful ornaments, those beautiful glass ornaments that if you drop them, they would shatter.
Yeah, and there'd be little bits of glass everywhere because how do they even make those? I know.
Yeah,
I still have a few from the olden times at our house, and I'm very careful with them because they're beautiful. And you can tell the difference between those and the new ones. That just the way that the colors are mottled a bit, and
and that dang gosh darn dang tootin' tinsel icicles. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Okay, did you call them icicles or tinsel?
We called them, we called it tinsel, I think.
Yeah, so did we.
And it would come on that little cardboard. And it was so, I don't know about your mom, but my mom was like OCD about the tinsel. And we would get kind of impatient, you know, we're kids.
Well, you want to throw it
and
on
you just,
there.
Yeah, you just
you know?
Want
or it. Chunks. You want chunks.
Yeah, we'd start really meticulously at first, like one little strand at a time. And then we'd start to get bored and the strands would get, then we'd start to get chunkier and chunkier. And then mom would say, you guys, come on, you know, not so, take your time with it. And then And then, I mean, the tree would look beautiful, but then at the end, after New Year's, when you took the tree down, you had to save the tinsel.
Oh, now that part would, yeah, like it was bad enough having to do it so perfectly. Always worth it once it did. It was like, ah, now, yeah, okay, I get why she was constantly fixing them. But yeah, taking it down, having to put them all back on that stupid, I mean, cardboard sometimes thing? My dad would make one because it was so flimsy. So he'd cut one out of a box or something. But yeah, drape it all around.
And they were so staticky. They would stick to everything. Like you'd have
so you'd put you'd one on like and then you'd take your hand away and five more would come off with you.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
It was this endless exercise in futility. Oh, I know.
But it would look so pretty. And now people buy trees with the lights already built into them and pull it out of the box, you know.
Yeah, we did that after we had live trees for most of our kids' lives, but the last 5 years, often now because we travel more over Christmas, we never used to, now that our kids are big. So we've stopped doing that. But now I get a candle or two that is pine scented because I need that smell.
Oh yeah, that smell.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Did you ever do the like the paper rings that you would like either tape or glue? And you'd put the rings together? You know, and you get these long like wreaths of paper rings that you put around.
Red and green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With construction paper.
Yep. They were little chains. Oh, yeah. We'd make those all the time.
Yep. Probably now people would say, oh, it's a fire hazard to have them near the lights.
Well, the lights now don't get so hot, though, because the lights in the olden times, like if you did touch them, you burnt your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it hurt. Like they would melt things.
They'd melt melting. They'd melt the trees of today for sure.
Chonky lights.
Yep. Oh, and then when you finally got lights that blinked, like that was like so exciting. Yeah.
Oh, I know. That was sort of like the TV thing that we talked about, is because the neighbors got them first and it was like the idea of replacing all these lights just seemed like too expensive and too much. But then eventually it was like, okay, we got to do it.
Yes, you would have to replace them.
And then when one light, I know this is still a problem today, but not as much so. But then for sure, when one light went out, they would all go out and you'd have to replace the big chunky light.
When you'd have to find it.
Yeah.
The one light that was burnt out. Yeah.
At least if they were big enough, you could see the one that was burnt out. Now they're so tiny.
Exactly.
And did everyone had their own jobs, right? Like dad, everyone had the thing that it wasn't necessarily assigned. It just became who did what.
Yeah. And my mom was always so well organized. So we could take the bulbs off, but we couldn't put them back in the boxes because we didn't know which boxes everything went into.
Oh,
and it was like a little Jenga sort of thing. Everything had, I'm sure everything was in its original packaging and every box had its place in the bigger box. And
So now, did you guys have like go to sleep, Santa came, open presents in the morning, or did you open up the late at night? Okay.
Yes. And then as we got older, when we were teenagers, we could open one present after midnight.
Yes, that was ours too.
And then we would sleep in the morning and we're more content to sleep in.
I remember when I was little enough or big enough to kind of wonder, hey, how come I never hear Santa come? So I was, you know, I'm sure every kid can relate to this. I was determined to stay up and listen.
Yeah.
And so, I wouldn't go to bed. So then my sister said, well, come downstairs in the basement, because if he knows that you're awake upstairs, he's not going to come. So at least hide in the basement. So because my sister's 10 years older than me, as I keep reminding her. Anyway, we went down to the basement and they staged the, like some clompy sounds and some footprints and some stuff like that. And the dog, they made the dog bark. And I remember just thinking, oh, it's real.
Yeah, of course it's real.
It is real.
Of course,
who says it's not? It's totally real. It's still real.
Kate, I'm curious how many hours we spent in our youth poring over the Sears Whoosh book.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's one of my favorite memories, just poring and studying and dog earing pages and circling things. And I mean, when that book came, that was like as exciting as Christmas is when the Whoosh book came. And I was looking on eBay and I found old Sears catalogs from everywhere from $20 to $569.
Oh my gosh.
Like they're collectors. So if you have your Whoosh books, guys, check out how valuable they are. And some of them aren't even that old and they're $150, $250.
Well, you know what I was surprised? I was surprised to learn that the first Whoosh book that was printed was in 1933. Now, Sears had catalogs prior to that, but 1933 was the first one. And it feels like it's 1,000 years ago that the Wish books were available. But 1993 in the States was the last time. And then in Canada, they published like not the same as it was when we were a kid, not the same like thick catalog, but right up until about 2018.
Oh, really? I didn't know
in Canada.
An iteration of that was that late. I mean, I was shocked when it said 1933, because to me, it seems, well, of course, everything's personal, but to me, it's the 60s when that started. Like for some reason, I thought 68 or 69, but no, like that long. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it went up to the 2000s.
Yeah.
Wow.
And 93 in the States was the last one.
Huh. Well, it's a special thing. And I know now, basically, it's ironic because now so much of our shopping is done you know, online. So you're still paging through and looking and picking stuff.
Yeah.
It just in a different way.
I pour hours over my Amazon lists now.
Yes, my wish list. Well, here's a thing that we used to do. I'm sure it's a craft that a lot of people know about, but when we were done with the wish book, we had a craft, and that it's going to be hard to explain, but you'd fold one page down all the way.
Oh yeah, and then diagonally, you make like this little fan.
And then
turn
the page and make do a different fold. Yeah, and as you repeated the folding, you would fan it open and it would be like, it looked like a Chinese lantern sort of.
Yeah.
And so every year we would do that. And so then you'd close them up, and so we had like tons of these things, and we'd put them in. My mom was kind of wanting, I think she secretly would kind of toss a few.
Otherwise,
we'd have had to, like, I don't know.
So many of them.
But that was one of the fun things we would do, like on Boxing Day. We'd make the wish book into a thing.
We would take the pages. I don't know if you ever did this, but for a while, my mom was really obsessed with making like homemade trash cans or homemade like just receptacles for things. And you take like the catalog pages and you'd roll them up so they were like little in a little tube, and you'd glue them on the side. So it was like,
I've seen that. And you know what else that reminds me of is we would take the newspaper and you'd lay it down so that it went like right across the living room floor so that it was kind of like a deck of cards, you know, when you fan out a deck of cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd start rolling it, roll.
Oh yeah, so and then you'd make little things.
And then you'd cut it down. And you'd pull it up like a telescope and you'd have a tree.
Yeah.
Look
at that.
So what we need to do is we need to have a YouTube channel where we do crafts of the 70s.
Crafts of the 70s. Oh my gosh. And speaking of newspapers, do you remember every year there'd be like a pull-out caroling section that would have song lyrics?
Yes, and it was half the size of the actual newspaper. It was like the quarto or the folio or whatever.
And everybody would pull them out, and then you could go out caroling together and you'd all have the same lyric sheet, so you could refer to the same.
Yes, Janice, I'd completely forgotten about that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yep. And it's so sad, you know, I teach a theory class at a university, and so I had a little Christmas activity before the break, which was kind of fun, sight reading, whatever, blah, blah. And so we were like singing kind of these little snippets. And there was one that we did, and spontaneously everybody broke into that song and was singing. And then, you know, we finished the song, and then they were like, oh my gosh, I wish caroling was still a thing. And it just made me so sad, because I thought, you're right. I don't remember groups of people coming to my house in the last 30 years.
I mean, every now and then we've had a group coming, but usually it's an organized group for a charity, which is fine, which is great. But doing it just for the joy of doing it doesn't happen.
And
spontaneously. Yeah. I mean, I'd love it. Like, email us or go to our Instagram or Twitter and tell us your Christmas caroling stories. Do you Christmas carol? Do other people come around? Because that, especially now that it's not cold anymore.
I know, right?
It would be so
beautiful
easy
caroling
to do.
Weather. Easy caroling weather. Except you'd all have to pull out your devices to look up the lyrics.
No, and we'd all be on our phone. Well, I guess that would be the new way of doing it. I know that, you know, all schools still have their holiday concerts or Christmas concerts or whatever they just choose to call them. But when my elementary school in Saskatoon, there was a big thing called a carol fest or something anyway. So every school prepared songs or a little act, and then it was citywide. So you'd go to the big Jubilee Auditorium in Saskatoon. It's called something else, but it's the same as the Jube here. And it was a big show. So every school would come on and do their thing. And our school, if you were in grade 7 and 8, because we didn't have junior highs there, they were all K-8. If you were in grade 7 and 8, you got to be in the live Christmas tree. Like,
oh, nice.
And everybody, this is where I remember how hot those freaking lights were, because everybody would hold one of those freaking chonky old-timey Christmas lights, and yeah, they put a little thing around the bottom. But you're 9 years old, you're gonna touch it. So hot. Now there's no way they'd let people do that. Like, it's hilarious. We'd all hold these giant Christmas lights, and the cord would go all the way up, and it was so beautiful and so fun.
Oh, that's awesome. And think of all the, like, I think of all the TV specials that we watch, like, even now. You know, there's the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is
Charlie Brown Christmas forever.
Yeah, every year they show it. But 1965 is when that came out.
It's as old as me.
1965. Frosty the Snowman. Yeah, Frosty was 69.
Oh.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated, you know, the animation.
I'm acting it out. I'm acting it out right now.
1964. And How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1966.
You know what? I would have thought The Grinch was much later than that.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was 66. End of 70s. And they're all still, I mean, I think they're all still
They're staples. All still on TV every year.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
They're so good. I'm not going to tell the story because I don't know it well enough, but this just reminded me of reading about how the Charlie Brown Christmas was written, and how little Linus's, when he tells the story, the Christmas story, how something like all the producers said, there's no way you can have an animated character standing and telling a story for 3 minutes. People will tune out.
Yeah.
And they were so wrong. It just, it captured everyone's attention. Anyway. Yeah. Those are such beautiful, fun things. And yeah, love them all. One of our Christmas traditional movies, my mom and I, because we would always watch the musicals together, White Christmas. I loved it. I can say this text and sing every song in White Christmas from the beginning to the end every year.
Awesome.
Loved it. And it's so beautiful. The costumes and the colors, Technicolor was always kind of just, I don't know, pure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big one for me, and I still love it.
Yep. That's awesome. Another tradition that I kind of miss it, but it's just, again, it's where we are now, but the Christmas card. Like, every day, you know, who's the cards from? And you'd have family, friends all over the place, and they would send their little, you know, yearly update letters in their cards, and then you'd take your Christmas cards and you'd either put them on a string on your wall, or you'd put them on, in our house, we put them on the piano. So every single time you had to dust the piano, they all had to come down, and then you'd have to put them all back up again.
Because, and one hits and they all go down. It's like dominoes.
Yep. And that's something that I kind of, you know, now I get one like from my pharmacy, and you know, if I bought a car that year, you know, it's
I have four good friends from forever ago that still do Christmas cards. And I know that they don't care that I don't, but I always have a little shot of guilt thinking I should do this, but it's so not a habit for me. But I remember my mom at the table with, she had beautiful handwriting, like they all did, because they actually learned how to do cursive writing back in the day. Mm-hmm. But she had the stack of envelopes, and sometimes it was our job she'd do the writing and the addressing, and it was our job to put the stamp on or lick the thing. I remember the year we got one of those lickers for the thing, like for the
the lickers.
Yeah. Whatever they are. Anyway, yes, that was a huge tradition and so fun and so exciting to see again, like the Christmas, it was all about anticipation and the anticipation and then getting something and opening it. That was so surprising.
And we'd get the cards, and then after dinner mom would read the letters to us, like it was a little sort of tradition every day, you know, you kind of go through the letters and hear about all your friends and what they've been up to for the year.
My sisters are both really good at the yearly update, and so are my nieces and nephews. I'm terrible at it. I think it's because I you have Instagram and you have things like that and Facebook or whatever. And I feel like I'm updating people all the time. So I don't sit down and take a year in, but I sure love it when I get something from my nephew, and just a little snippet of what was important to them, like what stood out in their year. And it's a lovely tradition. We don't take the time anymore to put into things, but
And it's, that's kind of sad, hey?
It is kind of sad because it's a rushed job,
Because you
and
feel, and you feel, and it's always, I always think it's quite ironic to think that we have so many means of communication, and yet somehow I still feel so disconnected from people than what I used to. So we've got all this technology available to us, but it's really not making us closer
Well,
to
just like
people.
all of the things that are supposed to make our lives easier, just gives us more time to fill in with more stuff to do. So that leisure time that we talked about doesn't exist because when something gets truncated into a quicker job, you fill in the blank with more jobs. So kind of run ourselves ragged. I know. I think the act of sitting down and having to consider the year is just a good exercise, you know? Like you kind of have to really consider what happened in your life and what was important and what wasn't. And I don't know, it's probably a really good exercise to do just for your own grounding, you know?
Interesting. Interesting how things change, hey?
It is. So what were some of your favorite Christmas foods? Because there's always things that you
Oh
only
yeah,
have at Christmas time.
gosh. Favorite. Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is cabbage rolls, because we would only have them at Christmas, and it was a tradition to have them on Christmas Eve. That was always the Christmas Eve supper, and then you'd have cabbage rolls that would be eaten during your Christmas dinner as well as sort of a side dish. But Christmas Eve, the main thing to eat was cabbage rolls. And my nana and my mom, my aunt, man, they made the best cabbage rolls. And I've tried to, I've tried since I lost my mom to make them, but I never really took the time to sit and learn. Like she'd always want me to do it with her and learn how to do it. And I was like, oh, whatever. I don't want to, blah, blah, blah. And I've since gotten the recipe from, one of my mom's cousins, because the sisters, they learn the same recipe. So I've
Right,
got
right,
the
right.
recipe, but
Right.
it's not the
It's one of
same.
those things that it's the recipe is there for like an outline,
Oh yeah,
but then they did it their own way,
and it's
right?
not actual
Yeah.
ingredients. It's
No,
like,
no. Pinch of salt. When the rice looks like this, it's done. Like it's, yeah, right? Totally.
And I know that even though the sisters made the same thing, I know that this sister made it with the sour cabbage, but my nana didn't make it with the sour cabbage, right? So there's like
Yes.
differences
We share that as well. When my when my one of my aunts started using sour cabbage, my mom was like, "Maybe we should use sour cabbage." And we were like, "No. We like them both. We have to have both now." So you can't just switch to her way, like
So yeah, cabbage rolls is a really big one. And then my mom had such a great dressing recipe as well, like homemade dressing. And
Yum.
yeah, and it's just really the best.
Yeah, turkey stuffing, dressing slash dressing.
But homemade,
That's
like not the
homemade. I
Stouffer's.
mean, I remember hearing the butter melting and smelling it, and then the celery and the onions going in, and I knew dressing would start. The turkey stuffing would, oh,
And they
it would
start
smell so
weeks ahead of time. They start like drying out the butts of
drying out the
breads,
bread. Yep, yep,
and so
yep,
that they
yep.
can
Oh my
grind it
gosh.
up.
We used to be able we used to I used to get to smash the mom would put it in a baggie and then I'd give me the rolling pin and I used to get to
No, nice. See, my mom put it in
smash
the
the bread.
blender. She put it in the
Ah,
blender
see.
and like do it up in the blender.
Oh yeah, see, everyone has their ways. So good. And then we would try and sneak some pieces out before she'd stuff it. And we'd always get like, no, because she'd put an egg in it.
Oh
And
yeah,
that they'd be
right.
eating raw egg. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh, all these things are coming back to me now. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so yummy. My dad would the Christmas Eve night, my dad would make it when we got old enough so that we'd open one present late at night, like at midnight. He prided himself in making what we would call now a charcuterie board, but what was then was just chunks of cheese and whatever else he could, and usually Ritz crackers, chunks of cheese,
A
Kuba
sausage.
Soffer days. Yeah. Like you could smell it all over the house. Yeah, sausage.
And
And
pickles. We'd
then
have pickles with ours.
tons of pickles. And I never liked the sweet little gherkins. I like actual pickles, like pickles. Anyway, yeah. We'd always have both. And those stupid little onions, those little corn.
Oh, those I little, love those little onions.
Yeah, yeah, those little onions. Yep. And then his thing, and we all loved it, but it sounds, I mean, I have, oh, I'm going to do this this year. I haven't done this forever. He would get those tins of oysters. Oh, there's yeah. smoked oysters in the and they're not, they're like, they're pretty intense, but he would put lemon on them. And for some reason, honest to God, I think for the rest of the year, if he'd have brought them out, we'd all gagged and ran from the room. But on yeah. Christmas Eve, that was part of the deal. And so we all had a couple yeah. oysters and it just worked. It just worked because it was what we did. And my dad, yeah. I mean, he could eat things out of a tin and have that be his main diet. That's he loved so anything funny. That came in a tin that you could peel That's back so the funny. Top, right?
And the little, oh, the mandarins, like that would be like oh. wrapped, individually wrapped in little tissue paper.
Yes, sometimes red, sometimes green, yep. depending mm-hmm. on the box. Okay. Oh, and the boxes were wood.
Yeah.
Wooden boxes. Yeah, and you yeah, could yeah. save them and make things out of them or store stuff in them after or burn yeah. them in the fireplace if you had one.
Did you have yeah. nuts? Did you have nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Like and nuts nut with crackers. The actual nutcracker?
Yeah. That was a big thing. I mean, Christmas I could never too. Do it, but my dad, he just like reveled in cracking nuts for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was just nuts like sawdust everywhere yeah. all the time.
And then constantly. I don't know if your family was the same, but after eights, that was like the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
That was the chocolate.
Oh. That is the Christmas chocolate. Yeah,
yeah,
totally. The what's it? Pot of gold. Our neighbors would always gift them to each other, but after eights, we're like, that was part of the Christmas shopping is to get yeah. after eights.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I knew that we all had so many similar traditions, but isn't it interesting to hear how similar they really are, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And again, that sort of unity, right? That sort of mm-hmm. monoculture. It was
monoculture.
You yeah. know, very things were very, but again, it sort of, I don't know, kind of unified the experience for us. Everybody now does their own thing and Christmas is so different to so many people. And
yeah, yeah, it is. And I mean, I guess it's, you know, you hear about how, I don't want to go down this road too much because this is our Christmas cheer episode, but you hear about how difficult Christmas is for so many people. And that makes me sad. And at the time, I feel I'm so grateful that it was such a joyous event for me and that our family was together. And we, I mean, it was a carefree time. It was careless. Like it was really, the heaviness of the school, everything was done and it was magic time. Like everything is so magical. Summer holidays are awesome, but Christmas was about the magic.
Yeah.
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 And the family too. Like, yeah. you know, for me, yeah. you know, we would go to Regina a lot. Either my nana would come here or we would go to Regina. But for Christmas, mostly we went to Regina because my mom's sister was there too. And,
right.
you know, we had other extended family.
Regina, yeah. So. Like we lived in Saskatoon and my aunt lived, like, I thought way far away. But when I went, well, the last time I was in Saskatoon, I remember going, thinking, I'm going to bike ride from my aunt's house to my house. And I packed myself a lunch thinking, this is going to be a long bike ride. I'll probably have to sit down and, you know, have my little, I'll make a day of it. Well, I got there in 11 minutes. In my little kid brain memory, it was like so far away. But
and your little legs probably took longer to get you there, too.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. So that made me laugh. But yes, every year it was either at our one, we'd switch over whose house it was at on which day.
Yep.
So it was always fun because everybody did the same, but slightly different, just different house. Yep. And yeah, so big, so many people, so many cousins and. Oh, it's good memories. It's good memories.
Yeah, it's really good memories. And I know that now, you know, Christmas for me is much different now, but I sort of find myself kind of relishing in those memories, you know, and so grateful that I had so many Christmases that were awesome.
Yeah. yeah. I've tried to incorporate as many of those into my family as I can. And my sister lives in Prince Albert, so it is really far to get there. When they were little, we would go to Prince Albert or they would come here. And now they have families and my kids are out. So now it's shifted. But we did have a few where we would go to Prince Albert. And because my sister had the same experience as me, we both tried really hard to make so that our kids had some of the same magic that we had.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it stuck because I was going through some of the decorations the other day and I found one that was a bit ragged and whatever. It was made out of velvet, and it was like, yeah, maybe this one's time to go. And I had it on a table, and my son came up to me and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to get rid of some of these old ones. He goes, no, I remember that one. I'm like, oh, okay. Aww. Yeah. That's awesome. Great. If it's special to you, then of course we're going to keep it. So, okay. So maybe some of it did stick. Maybe there's some Christmas magic left.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, I have three questions for you. So you said White Christmas is your favorite Christmas movie. What's your favorite contemporary Christmas movie?
Oh, favorite contemporary Christmas movie. The first one that comes to mind is Elf. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And I'll tell our listeners that Janice runs a St. Albert's Children's Theater, which is a wonderful theater company, and they did Elf as their musical this year, and it was phenomenal. I loved it.
It's really fun. Really fun. Yeah. Okay, Elf.
Okay.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I love Silent Night. It's just got all of the feels. But I also love, okay, it's more of an album, two albums. Can I do that? Three albums. Oh, no. Sure. Can I? Yeah, okay, sure. So Bing Crosby's obviously king of the Christmas albums.
Yeah.
But I love Diana Krall's Christmas album. It's so beautiful. Nice. And Michael Bublé's Christmas album. So those are my three faves. And in amongst those, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, no. Look at, you've sent me down the hill on a sled.
Uh-oh.
I also love the Christmas, the Garibaldi. The Charlie Brown Christmas. That's also another great one.
Yeah. Christmas. How about you? What about me? I do like Elf. I probably won't watch it this year just because we just did the show. But I also love, what else do I love? I love the National Lampoon's Christmas.
Oh, yes!
I love Jim Carrey's Grinch. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about it, but I'm a fan. I really enjoy that.
Love it.
And one of my new favorite ones is Noel with Anna Kendrick.
And I've never seen it.
Watch it. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. And I'll go put that on my list.
It's so sweet and it's so good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know one of my kids' favorites is the Polar Express. They love the Polar Express.
Oh, yeah,
and I grew to love it too. The first time I watched it, I thought it was interesting because it is a little scary and is a little bit dark, but it's still a beautiful, beautiful movie. But what did you say it was again? Say the name again. I'm gonna put it in my phone right now.
Noel.
Oh,
Anna Kendrick.
Noel.
Yeah.
Noel. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know that
one.
Oh, fun.
She's Santa's daughter.
It's
very sweet. It's really good. It's really
Oh,
sweet.
I'm so happy. That's a little Christmas gift. Okay, great. We're going to watch that for sure.
Yeah. And then songs, you know, my family doesn't like it when I put a Christmas list together because I like, you know, I like a cappella, so I like Pentatonics and I like there's so many a cappella groups that have great Christmas albums. Straight No Chaser. I mean, there's a million of them out there. Mm. And then I like big band Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like jazz kind of stuff. I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff. So, you know, my if you ask my dad, he'd say grandma got run over by a reindeer. So my family's a little more traditional, I think, in terms of their Christmas music.
Yeah, I like the jazzier edged ones too. So I know that they're pretty mainstream jazz, but the Bublé and Diana. Yeah. I love their take on those sounds.
And so now, Steph, in 2023, what is your favorite Christmas thing to do?
I mean, put up the tree. I love putting up the tree and putting what we already talked about. It's just all those things. And now for me, it has all the memories of my family when they were young and combined with everything. And I love it. And when those lights come on and the lights in the house are dark, and I'm a night owl, so I'm usually last to bed. I just love sitting in the glow of those lights. And that's my favorite thing.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite Christmas thing?
Well, I think just being able to sort of breathe and spend time with my family.
That's what the tree sort of symbolizes to me.
I stopped having trees at home when I had cats. Right. So, I mean,
right.
And now that I don't have cats and I just have dogs, you know, but it's just me. So I don't put up a tree. So I like to go and enjoy my brother's tree or my dad's tree. My dad still puts his tree up every year.
It is. It's a time to breathe and reflect and take stock. And mostly, I think it's just a really important time to remember how lucky we are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are. Well, there we have it.
There we have it, my friend.
And, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the things, whatever you celebrate. I hope you have the most peaceful, joyful one possible.
Absolutely. And I would encourage you all to lay down your devices and enjoy that family face-to-face time.
Listen to the stories.
It don't last forever, so.
It sure don't. Yeah. And read that book that you want to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And find time to be kind to yourself.
Yeah, that's the best. And my best wishes to you, my friend. I adore you, and I'm so grateful we get to do this together.
Me too. I can't wait until the new year, and we'll keep digging and keep having fun.
Oh, I don't think there's a way to shut us up now. So, you know.
Awesome.
All right. Yep. Well, listen, rate, review, and subscribe, as they like to say, because the more likes we get and the more attention we get, the more this will get out there. And I think it's we can make our own little community of people who remember things like cabbage rolls on Christmas Eve and
whatnot. That's right. All right, my friend. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Love to you all.
Bye.